It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Yesterday, the United States House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump for the second time. 10 Republicans broke party rank to vote for it, and many swing district Democrats hesitant to impeach Trump the first time around were more willing after last week's event. Central New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski flipped his district in 2018 and has won two elections by razor-thin margins against Republicans. But just as in 2019, the congressman was a vocal supporter of impeachment and has even called for the censure of a Republican colleague. And he joins us now. Congressman Malinowski, good morning.
Good morning.
While we have seen more Republicans denounce the president's actions and vote for impeachment this time, many congressional Republicans stood by Trump. You have a lot of Republican constituents in your district. Have you heard from any of them since the riot on Capitol Hill?
I think we need to have a little bit of historical perspective here. Impeachments in American history have been almost entirely partisan in the past. This was the most bipartisan impeachment in American history. We had the number three Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Liz Cheney, a very conservative, fiercely proud Republican, not only vote in favor of impeachment, but actively advocate for it over the last few days. Mitch McConnell, for goodness sakes, no friend of Democrats, has indicated to folks in Washington that he may be supportive of this process, that he's glad it is happening. I think we have a lot of Republicans who are caught between competing pressures. Some of them are worried, frankly, about not just political payback from Trump supporters, but physical violence. Quite a few told us over the last few days that they understood that what Trump did was wrong, but that they literally worry for the safety of their families because of the threats that all of us are receiving. So I look at this as a strong statement, bipartisan statement, in support of the rule of law in America, not as a Republican or a Democratic or partisan thing.
You have joined one of your Democratic colleagues to call for the censure of Alabama Representative Mo Brooks for also inciting violence during the rally. What would that do? What effect would censure have?
Censure is simply a statement by the members of the House that one of our members has crossed a line. It would require Congressman Brooks literally to stand in the well of the House to hear the censure resolution, the words of condemnation read to him. I'm fairly confident that this resolution would get overwhelming bipartisan support. In fact, a number of Republicans asked me to do this. And the reason is that Congressman Brooks, on the morning of this violent attack on the United States Capitol, stood in front of the rioters and said to them that they should on that day start taking down names and kicking ass, quote unquote. There's no clearer case of a political leader inciting this crowd to violence than what Congressman Brooks did. And I think this is the overwhelming sentiment of the House of Representatives.
There's also a lot of talk among Democrats about invoking the 14th Amendment, which could result in the expulsion of members of Congress if it's found that they supported the insurrection. How does that work exactly? And do you support that idea?
I think we've got to do a deep dive investigation to look at whether any members of Congress did more than just say something stupid on Twitter or give a dumb speech. If a member actively colluded with these groups, which most of us see as domestic terrorists, to help them in the seizure of Capitol Hill, then you know that probably would be grounds for expulsion. But we're not gonna do that in the heat of the moment just because we're angry. There will be an investigation. There will be due process. They'll have a chance to explain themselves, and I'm not going to jump to any conclusions before run through that process.
Well, in the few moments that we have left, you're also supporting fellow New Jersey Congressmember Mikey Sherrill, who's calling for an investigation into the unusually high number of visitors that toured the Capitol a day before the attack. She says she saw House members guiding those tours and called them reconnaissance missions. What more can you say about that?
Only that there was an unusual number of people touring the House the day before, and some of them were clearly participants in the events the next day. We have no idea whether this was just members of Congress innocently taking their constituents through the Capitol, which members do routinely, or whether there was something more sinister involved. Again, all we're saying is that this stuff should be thoroughly investigated. I'm not going to jump to any conclusion until that happened.
Okay. Congressman Tom Malinowski represents New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.